Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16. This is letter number 5,838. Now, this is a letter again to Rabbi Hecht of New Haven. We've had several letters to him. Baruch Hashem, Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan, the 11th day of Mar Cheshvan, and that's Toshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. So the Rebbe says, Rabbi Chosid, Mashi Yitzchok Sheyichya, Hecht of New Haven. So, Shalom Abracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm confirming receipt of your letter dated the 8th of Mar Cheshvan. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure that you received the answer as far as the questionnaire. Was it through the telephone because of the time constraints? So I guess the Rebbe answered, they answered over the telephone. And the Rebbe says that you're right about for the yeshiva, in New Haven, that he wants to introduce the monthly Tehillim in the various classes of the school, the portion of the Tehillim. So the Rebbe says, even though it's known and we've heard many times about how great this matter of saying the Shir Tehillim, but the Rebbe says you should still take into consideration in each class, how long would it take to say the entire portion of Tehillim? Because whatever it says, whatever time, that's going to be taken away from the time that they're supposed to learn Limudei Kodesh, the other subject matters, which as it is a very limited time, and you're going to introduce to say the Tehillim of the day. So therefore, although in the upper grades in which they read fluently in Lashon Kodesh, there is good to make this, introduce this, to do this. But in the lower classes, the Rebbe says, you should really reflect. And in the smaller, the younger grades, very younger grades over there, for sure you should be sufficient just saying one chapter of the monthly shiur for that day. So the Rebbe says maybe the older classes you can say, they read fluently, so it won't take up that much time. The other ones, the Rebbe says, is not, you got to see how much time it's going to take. In the very small classes, young grades, the Rebbe suggests to just do one chapter out of the whole portion of Tehillim. Yeah, I hope it's not, on Chaf Hei, you do chapter 119. That's half of it, actually. And Chavav, you do the other half. That would be a challenge for that. But we're talking ordinarily when there are several chapters. May the blessed Hashem, the Rebbe continues, blesses him to succeed, to raise students that learn Torah Tamima, the complete Torah with fear of heaven. The Rebbe blesses him for Psuras Toivis, Tomit Kol Hayomim. So he asked the Rebbe about saying the Tehillim in the classes, and the Rebbe says, well, it may take up too much time to say the whole Tehillim, so the Rebbe suggests to the older class, maybe you should do that, but the younger class, the Rebbe says, you should just do the middle, the Rebbe says, figure out, but the youngest ones, only one chapter, so that would be sufficient for them.